Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Friday, end of the week, end of the month. Let's check farm news here this morning. Spam, obviously a concern when you're online. But it's also a concern for Hormel Foods, which tightened its annual profit forecast towards the lower end yesterday as the Skippy peanut butter maker and maker of Spam struggles with supply chain issues and weak demand that may counter the benefits of its price hikes. Like peer Tyson Foods, Hormel took consecutive price hikes in the past to protect its margins from persistently high commodity prices as well as supply chain disruptions caused by bird flu. Hasn't helped. The White House weighing a plan to clear a record backlog of requests from small refineries for exemptions from U.S. biofuel laws. Reuters is reporting that this could include approving many current applications and requesting industry input to deal with older ones. The U.S. Renewable Fuel Standard requires refiners to blend biofuels like corn-based ethanol into the nation's fuel supply or buy renewable fuel credits known as RINs from those who do. The Trump administration wants to get rid of the backlog of requests without disrupting the market. According to Reuters, the plan under consideration would rule on 2024 requests and delay others. The May Rural Main Street Index fell below the growth neutral reading of 50 for the 19th time in the past 20 months. The 10-state region covered by the index came in at 44 during May, up from 40 in April. The index ranges between 0 and 100. 50 is growth neutral. Ernie Goss of Creighton University says, according to the bank CEOs in our survey, the economic outlook for 2025 farm income remains weak. Almost one in four bankers rate tariff retaliation from trading partners the top risk facing farmers this year. 68% say lower commodity prices are the major risk for farmers. Regarding the tax deliberations in Congress, 54% of the rural bank CEOs argue for extending the 2017 tax cuts. The Center for Environment and Welfare launched a new educational campaign urging Congress to stop the far-reaching consequences of California's Proposition 12. The Food Price Fix campaign has a website, educational video, and a letter-writing initiative asking voters to contact their lawmakers and urge them to pass a federal fix. Prop 12 banned the sale of most eggs and pork in California, only allowing the sale of specialty, higher-cost products like free-range eggs and pasture-raised pork, which, of course, includes bacon. You've got Inside Agriculture, where we'll take a break and check the markets next.